For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements, on diet, and many, many health issues. And they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I will be with you again next Sunday for a discussion on essential fatty acids. Now, today we're honored to have our guest, Stephen Mesley, a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. Our topic is cardiovascular health, but I do want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Mesley. He has received the award of fellow from three prestigious organizations, the American Heart Association, the American College of Nutrition, and the American Academy of Family Physicians. He's also a clinical associate professor at the University of South Florida, and he teaches programs at Eckerd College. He sees patients from across North America at the Mesley Optimal Health Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. He's published several health books, Smart Fat, and a 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, also 10 years younger, and numerous scientific articles. His work has been featured on the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, PBS, and over 250 media interviews. He has completed a chief internship at the Four Seasons, chef internship at the Four Seasons restaurant in Seattle, and has performed cooking demonstrations at Canyon Ranch, Pritikin Longevity Center, and on multiple television appearances. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mesley.
Well, thank you, Dan. I'm really happy to be with you today.
And we're delighted to hear about this, and I love that you have you are a chef and you've accomplished the internship. You'll have to tell us a little bit about that as we carry on our conversation today. But could we start with an overview of cardiovascular health for our listeners so they know what to expect?
Well, heart disease is still the number one killer for men and women. I mean, I think most people know about men, but I think some people are surprised that it's still by far the number one cause of death for women as well. And if your circulation's impacted, it's not just that your risk of heart disease, it impacts your quality of life. Because if your circulation's down, your energy's down, you have romantic dysfunction, you're tired, you're worn out, you don't think as clearly, you have brain fog. So cardiovascular disease goes way beyond just heart attack, death, and stroke. It impacts every aspect of our lives. And the truth is, we can prevent 90% of it. And if you already have heart disease, we can help reverse it, all with lifestyle. So it's pretty amazing, if you get the right information, what you can accomplish.
I like the way you describe the importance of circulation and reduced circulation is so important to all systems. So let's carry that a little bit further. We love information, and I love it when our listeners can go away from this show with something they can start doing right away.
I do too. Yeah.
So what tips do you have and what pieces of information? Because your books are excellent, and I know we can't cover everything in them, but we'll give it a try.
Well, let's start with food, because I think it's a lot easier than people realize. If you want to impact your heart, there's really four pillars. There's fitness, there's food, there's nutrients, and there's stress management. But I think food gets people's attention. People want to eat delicious food that's good for them. And it's not that hard to do. So it's really there's some foods we want to focus on adding, and there's some foods we want to focus on avoiding. But I think adding's a lot easier. So how about if we start there first?
Yes, excellent.
So number one, I would say if you really want to make a difference for your heart and your health and your circulation, is we need more fiber from specific sources, vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts. Those are awesome sources of fiber that really make your arteries dilate and improve your blood supply. And I don't want people to get their fiber from like breakfast cereal and whole grain bread, things that are made from flour, because flour acts just like sugar in your bloodstream when you consume it. And the number one cause of heart disease today is people are eating too much sugar and flour. So I want to add fiber, vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts without the flour. That's, I think, the biggest, you know, change in recommendations people have been hearing for years.
Yes, it is, and it's refreshing.
Because for years we've been just pushing breads and crackers and cereals down people, and we didn't realize we increased their blood sugar, and we increased their risk for both heart attack, stroke, death, and memory loss. So that's got to change. So we want to take the flour out, take the crackers and the bread and the cereal out, replace it with more vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts. And that, I think, that's my number one food change. If we could do that food change, people would lose weight. It would improve their romantic function because their circulation gets better. And we're going to really make a difference in their cholesterol and blood sugar profile, and it's going to be a huge benefit. Number two would be focusing on smart fats instead of dumb fat. It's not about how much fat, it's eating the right type of fat. And I'm sure you've had other speakers on your program have talked about, I hope, before, right?
Yes, yes.
So here's how I design smart fats. Smart fats are those fats that have been proven in studies to be really good for you. So I would look at like olive oil. We know if you add more olive oil, you decrease your risk of heart attack and stroke. That's been conclusively shown now. I think we'd be way past the point of people recommending these low-fat diets. There's smart fat and there's dumb fats. We should avoid the bad fats, but we should have olive oil. We should eat more nuts. So I'm looking like a tablespoon of olive oil a day. We should have one or two handfuls, that's about an ounce, of nuts every day. My favorite nuts would be almonds, pecans, walnuts, pistachios, hazelnuts. Those are just macadamia nuts. Those are all awesome for us. So we want more nuts. We would like avocado. Have some avocado every day. And some of the cooking fats I really like, beside olive oil, is not intended for high heat, but for higher heat, you could use like avocado oil, which is really good for you. And it's really easy to cook with and has a very high smoke point, so it's not damaged with heat. So salmon and, you know, cold water fish for those omega-3 fats. Those are really good for us. And dark chocolate, that's another awesome fat that's good for you. If you eat more dark chocolate, at least 70% cocoa, you're going to have less heart attack and stroke, and it improves many aspects. So we want to add smart fats, not cut out fat. That's so important.
Thank you for saying that. And just a reminder to our listeners, they've heard me talk about this for so long, that we need to stay away from the deep fried fats. We need, most importantly, to stay away from hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids. And I've lectured on that subject for 50 years. And it's
good for you. They're toxic. I like to call hydrogenated fats embalming fluid. That's what I call them.
I love it.
Because that's how they act. When you eat trans hydrogenated fat, it's like having plastic injected into your arteries and turning your tissues into plastic. Well, you know, you've been seeing it. I've been seeing it for about 25 years that these things are toxic. So I'm glad to hear I've got someone else out there working with me to get trans fats out of our diets.
Well, you know, I always bring this up, that those organizations that are there to protect our health from NIH, National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, American Heart Association, American Dietetic Association, USDA, FDA, et cetera, all pushed hydrogenated oils. And I did my thesis on that, and I actually went to the Center for Science in the Public Interest, who was also pushing them, and gave them a whole box, hundreds of articles. And I said, you're going to look foolish when people start understanding the science. It's been there since the 50s. This was not new stuff. And I watched as over a year they backtracked. A little less, softer oil. Okay, butter may be better. So this, it has warmed my heart to know that they're now banned in the U.S. as of 2018.
So, yeah, it's got to we've got to do something. But there's other bad fats out there. So finally, we're getting rid of hydrogenated fats. And I imagine I won't be surprised if they find out some way to sneak a few of them back in. But clear, I totally agree. Those are toxic fats that should be gone. Other sources of toxic fats I think we should bring up, I've mentioned ones they should be eating. Other fats that are really bad for us are the ones that come from animal protein from feedlots, because we've given all the, we've fed these animals corn and soy, which is an omega-6 fat, which makes you more inflamed. But they're loaded with like Roundup and pesticides. And those, I think really people are going to have to start the next step, once we get rid of the hydrogenated fat, is to shift away from these toxic fats from animals that have been fed in feedlots. And eventually we're going to have to focus on clean animal protein. I think that's an essential feature for your heart and health and your brain and preventing cancer, is that we have to get rid of, we're going to have to start focusing more on, if you're eating meat, it's going to be grass-fed. If it's chicken or eggs, it's cage-free, organic-fed. Seafood is going to be wild. We have to also focus on clean protein to get to avoid bad fats as well.
Well, I'll tell you, you're giving us so much good information, and I'm aligned with you and delighted with your information, your website, your work, and your book. So we will talk more about this. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us for more interesting information from Dr. Stephen Mesley, and we will be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care
needs, then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 15th, you'll save 30% on popular Pathway brand nutrition products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on natural body care products. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. And be sure to catch our top-notch radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on 1500 AM.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource, so make sure you contact them on the website or go to the store on Cedar Lane. And I want to tell you also that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use called Natural Medicine's Comprehensive Database. And it is thorough. It contains the most authoritative resource available, providing unbiased and scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, complementary alternative and integrative therapies. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and I'll be with you again next Sunday for a discussion on essential fatty acids. Today, we're having a wonderful conversation with Stephen Masley, a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. Our topic is cardiovascular health, and we're going to continue the conversation that we started in segment one. What do we want to talk about now, Dr. Masley?
Well, we were talking about food. So far we've covered that if you really want to improve your circulation and feel better, have more energy, improve your romantic function, and prevent heart disease and stroke, we need to focus on the right food. So one of them was fiber, vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, not fiber from sugar sources like cereal and flour and bread. Two was smart fats, getting out the bad fat, adding smart fat. Three was probably more clean protein. I mean, clean protein helps. As long as it's clean, it's okay to have more protein because it helps satiety. But my fourth food group I think is really important is flavor from adding more herbs and spices. That we really need those spices for their anti-inflammatory effects, things like Italian herbs, garlic, ginger, curry spices. We don't use enough of them in our cooking on a day-to-day basis. And if we used more, our food would taste better. It'd be more fun to cook and eat. And it would really lower inflammation and slow aging and be good for our heart.
I'm glad you mentioned that because these herbs and spices started out for health reasons in the history of the human diet. And they give us flavor, but they also are so health-enhancing, which you covered. Thank you for doing that.
But, you know, my chef background, so I worked, I was doing research back in the 1990s. You asked me, why did I do the chef internship? You said we'd get to that. Maybe we can cover it now.
Good.
In the 90s, I was doing projects with people with heart disease and diabetes. And I was seeing 20 to 30 patients at a time, and I invited their spouses. And we met as a group, like for a two-hour visit with 20 to 30 patients at a time. And my goal was to give them lifestyle information. And I have to admit, I probably gave them too many details on how many grams of fat and this and that. And what they said to me was, just give me recipes. If you give me the right recipe, it's easy to make, it's delicious, and it's good for me, that's all I'll make. And it was like a light bulb went off, and I realized, oh my gosh, I got to go. I'd already done some cooking in college. I catered dinners and stuff like that and got paid for it. And I thought, I got to make my recipes better. So I got a job in a restaurant for a summer. My wife thought I was a bit crazy because I had a full-time job as a doctor. So here I'm working nights and weekends in a restaurant.
Fabulous.
And then I used that and I applied for a chef internship at the Four Seasons and I got accepted. And I spent a year at the Four Seasons, which was really an awesome job. Boy, I worked hard doing that, doing evenings and every other weekend for a year. Just getting better at recipes. And in the end, I realized it's spices and herbs that really makes it. If you use your spices and herbs with the right oils and you cook at the right temperature so you don't damage the oil, That made a huge difference. And, you know, I realized, wow, we could make it, find easy, simple to make food that people would love, your family and friends would enjoy it, and it would really be, it would nourish your heart, brain, and soul. So that kind of became a mission for me, and that chef internship was this really a good step in the right direction.
It certainly was. And how can listeners get a hold of, learn about your recipes?
Well, I have some on my website, drmassley.com, www.drmassley.com. There's some under resources. There's just some sample recipes there, but all of my books have recipes in them. The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, Smart Fat. I've put my best recipes in these books. And I don't know how much more you want to talk about food before we shift over to maybe nutrients or something, but I love helping people make food that's delicious and really good for them. And I think if doctors spent more time giving out recipes instead of prescriptions, our healthcare system would be a lot better off.
You know, you do more than walk the walk and talk the talk. I am not sure there are many professionals, physicians, or even other healthcare practitioners who have engaged in identifying and creating recipes that are healthy. And you and I earlier mentioned what's healthy for the heart is healthy for the body, is healthy for the brain. These aren't treated separately. They all benefit.
Absolutely.
So let's go on and talk about nutrients as well. Very important subject.
So it's interesting, in our clinic, we do, and now, so we've actually been measuring for years people's arterial plaque thickness and growth and whether their arteries are shrinking or growing plaque. And we've identified, and we've done studies, and I've published this, what factors, like what nutrients predict if your arteries are growing plaque or shrinking plaque. And I'm sure you'll be interested to hear, there's several nutrients that if we add them, it helps you shrink arterial plaque. And I have hundreds of patients in my clinic who've shrunk their artery plaque by more than 10%, meaning their arteries are 10 years younger.
Wow.
So would you like to hear what those nutrients
are? Absolutely. Folks, get your pens and pencils out.
Well, number one, and you probably won't find this too surprising, turned out to be magnesium.
Aha. Uh-huh. You're dear to my heart on that.
Magnesium, you know, it's good for your blood pressure. It's good for blood sugar control. I mean, a lot of people think of it because, you know, we take it to help with migraines, prevent muscle cramps, avoid constipation, for insomnia. There's a whole bunch of reasons people use it. But for your heart, it's specifically important for blood sugar control and blood pressure. And those are like the number two causes for arterial plaque growth. So maybe not too surprisingly, one of the most powerful predictors of shrinking plaque and not growing plaque was helping people get their magnesium needs.
Thank you for mentioning this. Magnesium is responsible for about 3/4 of the enzymes in the body. I call it the M words: mood, mind, memory, menstrual, myocardium. Mm-hmm. Muscles, metabolism, bowel movements, and I think you have hit what I agree with as probably the most important way to start. And I learned about magnesium through Mildred Seelig. I took a course from her, and I called.
Oh, I've known Mildred. Yeah, I knew Mildred Seelig from the American College of Nutrition.
Yes, she's
famous.
I call her the grandmother of magnesium.
Yes, well, and she that's rightfully so. But 70% of Americans are grossly magnesium deficient, and it's like so important for so many aspects of health. Now, the challenge is, you know, getting the right source. My favorite source would be a protein-bound source, so chelated or glycinate or malate, something that's really well-absorbed and easy on your stomach. So I like people to get some form of magnesium malate, glycinate, chelate, something like that. But yes, getting at least 400 milligrams a day is so important. I mean, you can get it from nuts and seeds and beans and green leafies, but most people are going to have trouble getting it from just food without a supplement.
I would agree. It's a more fragile mineral than, say, calcium and absorption. It faces more challenges. I do think. Talk a little bit about identifying low magnesium. The Institute of Medicine for decades has said that serum magnesiums aren't that revealing because magnesium is 99% intracellular, 1% extra.
So if you're going to measure it, we usually do RBC levels.
Yes.
So we look inside a red blood cell and what's the magnesium inside the cell. That's the intracellular. So when if I'm ever going to measure it, I won't even bother unless I do an RBC magnesium level. And I think they like the range is from 4.2 to 6.5, depending on the lab. I always like it to see it in the upper half of normal.
Yes.
That's where magnesium should be.
Yes. Like your bank account. Need a buffer.
Yeah.
What other nutrients do you recommend?
Well, vitamin D, not too surprisingly, vitamin D turned out, if your vitamin D is low, we've seen that in studies for years, that's associated with more heart attack, stroke, hypertension. So adding more vitamin D was associated with people shrinking plaque and not having plaque. No surprise there. I mean, they're such essential. Everybody should be getting at least 2,000 international units of vitamin D every day, and some people need more. I mean, so that you get it. If someone's not taking vitamin D, I wouldn't even bother measuring a level because it's probably low. I mean, I'm in Florida, the Sunshine State, and my patients in Florida, if they're not on a supplement, they're almost always low. So I'm going to always recommend start with 2,000 a day, and then at some point have your doctor check your level to make sure it's normal.
That's ideal, and it's a 25-hydroxy. I prefer...
Yeah, a 25-hydroxy blood test, but I mean, most doctors are... Well, you know, I have been speaking at physician meetings since the early 1990s. I've probably spoken to more than 30,000 physicians over time. And way back in the beginning, nobody was measuring vitamin D. But when I am at a medical conference today and I ask, I'd say three-fourths of the doctors in the room saying they're routinely ordering vitamin D levels. So it's about time, and I'm really glad to see most doctors get on board. So to go to your doctor and say, what's my vitamin D level? Well, most often they're going to be happy to order it, and they're going to order the right 25-hydroxy-D. So that's a lot easier than it used to be. Another nutrient is long-chain omega-3s. You just mentioned you're going to talk about fatty acids in another session. But these fatty acids, these long-chain omega-3s that we get from seafood are just essential for our heart. And our data also showed that if you eat more omega-3, if you're getting at least 1,000 a day, that's like 3 servings of salmon per week, or 1,000 of DHA and EPA a day, that at that level, that's associated with growing less plaque, and if you have plaque, shrinking it.
That is wonderful advice, and we are going to discuss all of this more in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this information, after this break, for more good information from Dr. Stephen Masley.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, healthy. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And as you know, we cover a lot of topics and we try to hit home with our listeners, giving you lots of good information all about you and your health. And we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, I will be with you again and we will be discussing essential fatty acids. We've been talking today with our honored guest, Dr. Stephen Masley. He's a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and multiple award-winning patient educator. Our topic today is cardiovascular health, and we had been talking about omega-3 fatty acids and nutrients that protect the arteries from plaque and can reduce the thickness, therefore reducing risk. And you mentioned, Dr. Masley, magnesium, vitamin D, omega-3. And I'd like to have you go on with the nutrients. And also, it'd be nice for the local people to know where you have presented in the Maryland, Washington area. So let's cover those.
Well, in the greater D.C. area, I've spoken three times for the Maryland, their annual meeting for the Maryland Academy of Family Physicians, and I've spoken at least once for the Virginia Academy of Physicians, and I've also been at the national, a couple of national meetings in D.C. So I've actually talked to a lot of physicians in the greater D.C. area between Virginia to Maryland and in between. So yeah, I've many of the physicians in that area have heard me speak on topics related to heart health and brain health and nutrients. So hopefully when people go talk to their doctor, if they mention me, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. So that's always nice when you can talk to your doctor and they feel like you're getting information from a reliable source. It helps. I think it helps the conversation.
It does.
But on nutrients, so, yes, we covered magnesium, vitamin D, fish oil, but another one that's been shown to be really helpful, and I don't think most people think about for the heart, but they should, is vitamin K. Because, you know, you probably know this, if you're vitamin K deficient, your calcium shifts from your bones to your arteries, and that's not a good plan. So you get bone loss and you get more arterial plaque. And that's what we saw, that the more vitamin K people ate when we first met them, the less plaque they had in their arteries. But adding vitamin K was also associated with those hundreds of patients in our clinic who shrunk their artery plaque by more than 10%. I mean, their arteries literally shrunk and were 10 years younger. Vitamin K was another of the nutrients that helped predict that.
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned it. I don't think we talk enough about vitamin K. What form do you prefer?
Well, in And the data we used K1 and K2.
Yes.
I mean, just for your listeners, K1 is what you get from green leafies. That's probably the easiest one to get in our diet. They're both effective. K2 seems to be more potent, but I would say there's more study data on K1 just because it's easier to assess in the Western diet. So what we really need is like a cup of cooked greens every day. That's like awesome.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't we get a cup of kale or broccoli or cooked spinach or collard greens? Or I mean, adding, it's just a huge benefit. So you can get, it's easy to get from food. If you're going to do it from a supplement, I like to include K2, but that's harder to get from food. I mean, you're looking at fermented, you know, soy products or natto, things that most Westerners don't eat. K2 is more potent, but K1 is also, it converts to K2. They go back and forth. So either it's a cup of green leafies every day or it's a supplement. I usually recommend somewhere around at least 200 to up to 500 micrograms of a mixed source of K1 and K2 a day if you take it in a supplement.
Good to know. Can we talk a little bit about the important tests for cardiovascular assessment?
So I'm glad you brought that up. So normally we focus on cholesterol, right, like your total cholesterol number?
Yes.
But that's not the best predictor. I mean, I would actually say if you only did a really simple test, number one would be your blood sugar or maybe even fasting insulin. Blood sugar is much more predictive of growing plaque and having heart disease than is your cholesterol, despite all the – I think we put all this emphasis on cholesterol because we sell drugs that treat cholesterol. And I'm not anti-drug. That's not my point. It's that I think cholesterol has been overemphasized, and we need to look more at blood sugar and blood sugar control. Cholesterol is effective. But here's what I love to do in my clinic. I like to measure plaque. I mean, cholesterol predict are you growing it, but you can actually use ultrasound, no needle, no radiation, and measure your arterial plaque score. And that's what I do in my clinic. So all my patients, we measure the thickness of the plaque, what's the age, how old are their arteries. You know, you could be 50 and have the plaque of a 40-year-old, have the plaque of a 65-year-old. Be a huge difference. So I like doing carotid intimal medial thickness, carotid IMT, and we measure the plaque thickness directly. And, you know, so other things that predict that would be, besides cholesterol and blood sugar, would be inflammation, like a high sensitivity CRP level. Those would be some of my favorite ways. I mean, you might have more questions on that, but those would probably be my top favorites for assessing arterial plaque growth.
Those are excellent. What about going a little bit further with an NMR particle size for those who may have genetic factors with regard?
Yes. Well, you bring up a really good point because 20% of people who have heart attacks and strokes have perfect – their regular cholesterol profile looks great. So if we miss 20% of death, well, that's not good. I mean, we have to do better than that. So when you look at an advanced lipid profile, in my office we do actually use an NMR to look at advanced lipid profiles so we can see the size of your cholesterol particles. That's actually far more important than your total cholesterol number. If your LDL and HDL are big and fluffy, you're not going to grow much plaque. So I completely agree with you. Measuring the size of your cholesterol particles is far more important than knowing your total number.
Excellent. And I'm so glad you talked about glucose being the issue, the prime issue, because people do not think of that as so linked to heart disease. Even ads for meds are starting to mention that fact. Not that I particularly favor all of the meds, but they are starting to educate the public that they need to get their glucose in control for their heart.
And good control. I mean, most people don't start measuring their glucose till they're diabetic. But before you're diabetic, pre-diabetes, if it's even above 100, even above what they call normal, I like your blood sugar to fasting to be less than 95. If your blood sugar is 90 versus 100, that increases your risk for dementia, memory loss, and heart disease substantially. So you don't want just barely normal or not diabetic. That's not good enough. You want good blood sugar control where your fasting blood sugar is like in the 80s or below 95. That's my goal for my patients because it's important not just for their heart, but for preventing diabetes and Alzheimer's disease as well.
And we also look, as I'm sure you do, the hemoglobin A1C to see what their status is. And the triglycerides. Most people do not realize that that fat comes from excess sugar converted by insulin to fat.
Absolutely. So, yeah, well, if you're eating a lot, if you're eating refined carbs, cereal and bread and pasta and rice and potatoes, you're going to have to convert all that energy. And some of it gets converted just to fat, body fat, but a bunch of it gets converted into liver triglycerides, which really is kind of, that's definitely a diabetic pattern. When you have elevated triglyceride levels, I always think of that as someone with, you know, pre-diabetic right there off the top. And they're at high risk for both heart attack, stroke, death, and Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it's so important that we've got to do a better job of addressing this today.
Yes. Now, one of the other issues I thought would be important to talk about, flipping to CoQ10 and also talking about statins since they're antagonists to CoQ10. Can you address that for us? I think it's important.
In people who are on a statin med, say you have heart disease, you've had a heart attack and stroke, your cholesterol's high, I would probably end up treating most people who are really high risk with statins for heart disease. I'm not anti-medication.
Right.
I know some people are. But if I put someone on a statin, I know that's going to lower their CoQ10 levels about 20%. That's a side effect. So what are the side effects of statins? You know, so yes, I use them, but I always tell my patients they're going to lower your CoQ10 about 20%. They also lower testosterone 50 to 70 points when we put someone on it. So we take, for some guys, that's the difference between sexually functional and dysfunctional. It increases blood sugar. It can cause muscle aches, and it can cause liver inflammation. So all those things we have to look for. If I put somebody on a statin, I almost always put them on CoQ10 at the same time. I'm not necessarily trying to raise their CoQ10. I'm trying to keep their CoQ10 normal so it doesn't drop from the statin. So I tend to use, if I put a patient on a statin, even if it's red yeast rice extract, which is just a whole bunch of little tiny statin doses combined, I also put them on CoQ10 to support that. And at some point, I'll probably check a CoQ10 level and make sure it's normal.
That's excellent. And certainly the CoQ10 protects the heart, which is so vulnerable to statins. So we've covered a lot of good information, and we're going to do much more in the next segment. And if you've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour on Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Our guest is Dr. Stephen Masley, and we will be talking more about cardiovascular health.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Now, we've been having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Stephen Masley, who's a physician, nutritionist, author, speaker, and award-winning patient educator. We're talking about cardiovascular health and want to cover an overview of what we've spoken about and add a few pointers that we have not. I do want to give you his website, drmasley.com, drmasley.com. Very important, lots of good information on the site. So, Dr. Masley, what should we start with in this final segment?
Well, maybe just a quick update, then move on with our pillars. So one of them was food, and we really talked about the importance of adding fiber from eating more vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts, adding clean protein, not feedlot protein, but things that are like grass-fed beef and cage-free organic-fed poultry and eggs and wild seafood, that those foods we need to eat more of, plus spices and herbs. And then we covered some nutrients, like the key ones being magnesium, vitamin D, fish oil, vitamin K, and how important those are. But a couple other critical pillars would be fitness and stress management, that you need all four of those things, food, the right nutrients, the fitness, and the stress management. If you really want to prevent and reverse heart disease and improve all aspects of your health, we need all four pillars.
Excellent, excellent. Then let's go into the fitness and stress, exercise,
okay,
and sleep.
So one of the things we found out from our publications and our studies, and this was very interesting, is the minutes you spend exercising per week was irrelevant. It comes down to how fit you are. That's the bottom line. You want to be fit. And when you're fit, you know, you have more energy. You feel better. You're mentally sharper. Our data, our fitness data shows that if you get fitter, you're mentally sharper at the same time. So it's about getting your heart rate up and combining like interval training, burst training, adding strength training to it, a combination of strength training, getting more aerobically fit, and the fitter you get, that's the big key. It's not how many minutes you spend. So the good news is as you get fitter, you can work out more intensely, and so you get trim, fit, and sexy in less time.
Good advice. Good advice. And what about stress? We talk about that on the show, but I think you have probably a more advanced approach to the why stress management
is so important. Well, here's one of my favorite insights on stress. When you think about that earthquake that had happened in California years ago, on a day when everybody was really stressed out, the rate of heart attacks went up and death 500%.
Wow.
When we're stressed out, our cortisol surges. That raises our blood sugar. It raises our blood pressure. So if we don't manage our, if our stress shoots up, a 500% increased risk. I mean, that's enormous. And I don't think people give enough credit to, you know, we always think about food and diet. We think of nutrients. We might think of exercise. But I don't think we give enough credit to, if we did a better job of managing our stress, we would really lower our risk for heart attack and stroke and plaque growth.
Yes, it's quite simple, really. I always tell patients, it's very easy for me to tell you what to do. The hard part is working all of these into your diet and sticking your diet mm-hmm. lifestyle and sticking with it.
But the keys to stress management are like what? Sleep. We
right.
need to get enough good quality sleep, and so many people don't. I mean, supplements can help your sleep, but exercise helps your sleep. And the light in your house, you know, we want to get rid of all that white, blue light before we go to bed at night. So it's not watching TV when we go to bed. We need dark. You can have some red lights on, you know, in a red, make your bedroom a red light district before you go to bed.
I like
That's
that.
That's probably a good idea. Get rid of all the white and blue lights. And so darkness, enough sleep, some nutrients like valerian and GABA and magnesium are good for sleep too. I mean, a lot we can do to improve our sleep. A good workout is good for stress management, and people really should really focus in on some peace and calm, meditation, prayer time every day. All of that is really awesome for decreasing our cortisol and improving our stress management.
Excellent. You know, one subject we didn't cover that I know you have so much expertise in is the traditional treatments for heart disease and what they provide. But as we all know, it's not just enough to get that done. This lifestyle, food, the work that people have to do on that is so important. But tell us a little bit about the treatments.
Well, I mean, traditionally we think of, okay, take a baby aspirin if you're high risk. And that's actually not bad advice. Just like fish oil and a baby aspirin for not low risk, not for everybody, but for high risk cardiovascular patients. I think that's pretty good advice. You know, we focus on blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol control, but 90% of people can do that with lifestyle. I mean, there's a few people with genetic issues that no matter what you do, they're going to have problems and we'll put them on medication. But I think if people followed the food, exercise, and nutrient recommendations we've talked about today, that would prevent 90% of people from needing medications. And we can prevent 90% of heart disease today with just lifestyle by making the right choices. And I don't think we say that enough. We end up failing people, and then they go on and have cardiovascular procedures, which are very invasive. Yes, if you're having a heart attack, it's okay. I'm not like stay home and die from a heart attack. Of course not. But my goal is to prevent most of these procedures, and I think we can prevent 90% of them.
That's good news. Please talk a little bit about your book, The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up.
Well, I love this book. You know, The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up is a book I wrote based on the data from my clinic. And it really goes through the, you know, some of the myths about heart disease and what's wrong with those. But it gives it gives all the details. And, you know, we've talked today, but there's like 95% more information on food and nutrients and supplements and stress management and cooking. And some of my favorite recipes are in that 30-Day Heart Tune-Up book. So, yes, I love that book. It's done really well. And the PBS show we did based on the book was the number one all-time health and wellness show on PBS. Pretty amazing. It did extremely well. I mean, millions of people have seen it. So I'm so proud that it's had a chance to impact lives and try to change our culture, because, you know, we need to change our culture today. And I think this has been a really good tool to help that happen.
Well, you certainly have changed our culture, both at the lay level and the professional level. So you've had a wide audience that you've been able to present to. And since we're getting toward the end of the segment, could you give us some clinical pearls or highlight the ones that you want to make sure that the listeners walk away from the program with something practical they can do?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of, with heart disease, people are most of my patients, and most Americans, I think, are procrastinators. They're waiting for something bad to happen. The problem is, if you wait for something to happen to your heart, you're either dead, you have a stroke, or you have a heart attack, and those are devastating. So my big message is, don't wait. Do not wait for something bad to happen, because then it's too late. If you or your loved ones, start right now. The foods I told you to add, start adding those foods today. Look at some of the recipes. Get started on this. And when you, again, we're not just preventing heart attack, stroke, and death. We're not just preventing memory loss. When you do this, you feel better. Your energy's better. You sleep better. Even your romantic function improves for both men and women. So I think getting started on this, adding the foods, adding the activity, and meeting those key nutrient needs, it's phenomenal how much better you're going to feel. And so look at some of the, you know, like berries. Add a cup of berries every day. Make sure you get a cup of green leafies every day. Choose clean protein when you eat protein. Cut out the bread and the cereal and the crackers, that flour that's just sugar. Doing those things, it's amazing how much benefit you get from that and how much better you feel. So that would be kind of my key take-home message. Don't wait. Get started. Feel better starting today. And it's dramatic how much improvement you get in just a few weeks.
Well, this has been golden. The information is so important, and I don't think we can repeat it enough. And I do appreciate that you've been able to share your time with us, and we look forward to hearing from you again, because you have a new book in the works on the brain, right?
I do, yeah. So there's this huge brain-heart connection, and the same things that are good for your heart are good for your brain, and we've been publishing data on both, and I'm really excited, not just to help prevent heart attack and stroke and death from heart disease, but to improve brain function and help prevent memory loss at the same time.
Well, we look forward to that, and thank you, Dr. Masley, for being with us today. We all learned something.
Dana.
Also, listeners, I want to remind you about Dr. Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution, and you can find that at thetoxinsolution.com. The entire title is The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. And this is all about eliminating avoidable toxins and mitigating the effects. It is endorsed by many individuals who've actually been on this show: Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. James Gordon, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. So please make sure you avail yourself of that. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.